Hello and welcome to Holden Village. Today is Saturday, September 9th, 2000. In the fireside room this afternoon, we have a miners slideshow presentation with the miners reunion. Let's listen in.
Maybe if people coming in, I don't know if there's a few extra seats for latecomers, so that's good. My name is Christine Olson, and I teach the elementary school currently. And before we go any further, I'm wondering if the former elementary teacher, Ms. Field, could stand up. And would you mind introducing yourself?
Music.
Yeah. Oh, and yes. And
she taught the music.
Okay, yes. Great. And your name is?
She taught from 39 to 57.
Okay.
Bronx Field.
Yes.
And I'm Harriet Wilbur.
Okay, good to meet you. Yay. Yes, I'd only met Mrs. Field before.
And
so
before you go on,
yes.
You know how when you're supposed to. I want to present my teacher.
Well, my students were just interested to see the teachers from the mining days, too, so they were dying to find that out before we went any further. Thank you all for coming and visiting, whether you were in the school or not, if you were, and whether you were a child or not at Holden. I think it's a pretty unique experience. And we have a good group of five elementary students here this year, some of them who've lived in the village for more than one year, and some of them who are new this year. So we have a different understanding maybe of what went on in the mining days, even among the students. But we hope to have good conversation. They've got some questions lined up to ask you, and they might sound kind of like formal interview questions, but as they ask the question, I'm hoping it'll encourage, you know, as you usually do in these groups, more storytelling and more memories and that sort of thing too. So feel free to share stories that we might not have directly asked about. And I think before we start, one other thing. I think I'm going to try to be done by about 3:30, because ideally I would love to have a picture of all of the people who were once children living at Holden Village during the mining days, and if also with the children who are living here now, and get that taken and give you a chance to stretch and go to the bathroom if you need to before the slideshow starts at 3:45. So we'll take the last question at 3:30 and give you time to get ready for the next thing. So let me have my students stand up and introduce themselves, and they'll tell you kind of the topic, their name, their grade, and then the topic that they were focusing on for their questions. Kelly, you want to start?
I'm Kelly Lee, and I'm in sixth grade, and my topic is family life.
I'm Johanna.
They need to speak loud.
Okay.
I'm Johanna, and I'm in fourth grade, and my topic was the town.
I'm Danielle, and I'm in fifth grade, and I'm going to school.
I'm Michael, I'm in third grade, and my topic is recreation.
I'm Natalie, I'm in fourth grade, and my topic is community events.
And if you can't hear, if you wouldn't mind maybe just putting a hand up, and then you guys, as you're asking the questions, will know to speak loudly too. So. Okay. Let's see. Natalie, would you like to stand up and ask one of your questions?
My question would be about holidays. How did you celebrate your holidays?
The question was, how did you celebrate your holidays?
At Christmas time, we had a big community Christmas tree in the village center. The whole town came, and the school kids performed music, and then everybody that was from birth up through the eighth grade got a present from Santa Claus. Mm-hmm.
Anyone else on that topic?
On Halloween, we did our trick-or-treating, but during the war, when sugar was rationed, some of the adults would get a scavenger hunt or treasure hunt, put together for us. One year, they had hit all the notes, or, you know, and then it snowed on top of them. We had an awful time finding them. But Mrs. Fields was part of that one.
And did you have something else?
Well, I was just a baby, but they used to, and my parents lived up in Huntington Heights, but they get all the little children together, the babies together, of course, and what they do is have like block parties or house parties where they go from one house to the next and do different things at different houses for the children. But they had Santa Claus come to the little kids too. But it was usually one of the fathers of the group.
Right. Yeah. Yes?
On the 4th of July, they have a community picnic at the ballpark, but it also included all kinds of games and races and
ball games,
and that was all day long, and you got paid money if you won your race, and that would be a potato race and just regular like three-legged races and sawing logs and mucking machine and of course if you were athletic, you got kind of rich.
Thank you. Joanna, do you have a question?
How did you get around, like from your house to stuff?
Joanna, one more time.
How did you get around from people's houses to other places?
Walk. Everybody walk.
And bicycle.
Sled. And skis.
Skis in the winter.
Skis, yes.
And sleds. Yes.
I remember going home for lunch. I lived up at Winston Camp, and I don't know how. Mrs. Fields, how long did we have? An hour or 45 minutes for lunch?
At noon?
Yes.
1 hour.
1 hour. Anyway, and I remember pedaling my bike as fast as I could to get home to eat lunch because my mother was a great cook. But even in the wintertime, we would walk up there. And that was up to Wednesday and come back within an hour. And we better be back on time or we were in big trouble.
Yes. The reason we had an hour is because it took half an hour to get our snow gear on.
you guys could probably all relate to that. So, yes. Danielle, would you like to ask a question?
Okay. What different games and things did you do during recess and stuff?
Air base.
On the other side of the schoolhouse was our playground. And we would play what we call dare base, for one thing. We'd divide up teams, we'd draw out our base, it was like a rectangular deal, and we had a jail in it, on one corner of it. And the person that come off of this base here, who was on this side, if he came off before one and somebody on this side, then this guy over here, if he could catch him, tag him, he'd go to jail. But then if somebody could come off of this side over here and come over and tag him back out of jail before they got caught, then you go back to your line. We played that here, and we'd go up into the evenings after the ball games and play it up there at nighttime in the ball field. We used to play a lot of kick can, you know, all the time, because we'd hide out there in those woods out there.
Hide and seek.
Run.
Yep. And we play a lot of softball in the summertime. But in the wintertime, sometimes we go out there on the snowbank when it's real high and make a big circle and play a tag game on that.
Boxing.
We were never, ever out of something to do. Never. We always had all kinds of games or something.
Sledding.
We would go into the gym with the visitor center. And that used to be a theater and everything where we'd peel some of the chairs back and take the canvas off the floor, and we'd play dodgeball. And that's where you'd choose up tight again, and they have these big, just kind of like, a little like a basketball, and we'd throw it at each other to try to hit somebody. And so We did a lot of that too.
Great. Some of those things.
Yes. In the spring, when the snow was just starting to melt, but wasn't necessarily off the Dare Base field, we would do marbles and jump rope out in the area between the where the snack bar is in the school. We also had one spring when I was here in the 50s that there was a very heavy crust on the snow, and the snow hadn't melted, but it was baseball time, so we played baseball on top of the crusted snow.
And we always had snowball fights. We choose up sides, and if you got hit, then you were out. You know, the rich team won first. Snowballs flew from every direction.
Did you build little forts or
walls? Yes, we did.
Yeah.
We'd spend all day making the snowballs, so we had a good supply.
Very good.
And there was always somebody who would put a rock when we played kick the can. Can really hurt your toe.
That must be weird.
No.
Thank you. Michael, would you like to ask a question?
Do you guys ever go swim at the lake?
Lots of times.
Cold.
What was
the question?
Do you ever swim at the lake?
We also swim in the river.
Yeah.
Yes.
It's very cool.
We made us a swimming hole in Railroad Creek. We spent weeks damming, you know, carrying rocks and making us a place to swing on a rope and then fall in. It was a little cold.
But we'd all do that for us.
Later on, the company took a bulldozer up there and bulldozed us out a swimming hole.
Oh.
The creek ran in and ran out of it, but it was deep.
Was and that up across, where was
up it? Up by the ballpark area someplace. And it didn't make it any warmer either.
Was there a comment over here? Or? No. Okay, thank you. Kelly.
What was your home life like?
What was your home life like?
Busy.
Well, we did not have TV in those days, of course. We played lots of games, like Monopoly and card games and, you know, and of course, you know, we had our homework to do.
Paper dolls.
And, you know, paper dolls. We did all kinds of things. We were never, ever bored. You know, you hear kids, I'm bored, what's there to do? We were never bored. And if we got tired of doing that, we'd go outside and sleigh ride. We sleigh ride at night. And we had to get somebody to stay down at the bottom of the hill to make sure no car. There weren't very many vehicles there in the wintertime, but there were once in a while. We had to make sure that the roads were clear that you could come sliding down.
Also, in the summertime, the kids, when they got older, had to go and help their parents cut wood. Uh-huh. For the winter. My twin brothers, I know, spent, after they got like 10, 11 years old, they spent their summers in the woods helping my dad cut wood.
And when we were doing that, we were picking berries for our mothers.
Yes.
Every berry that you could think of, they had a way to use it.
Great.
My mother would can it.
Yes.
We did a lot of reading and enjoyed books too. And we had a radio and we could pick up Fibber McGee and Molly and some of those old timers. Yeah, Boston Black.
George
some
Bird.
Of those old George Bird. Radio shows, and that was fun.
What town did that come out of? That
I think San Francisco.
Oh my goodness.
Yeah, you could get San Francisco station rather frequently up here in Seattle.
Especially
station.
Yes.
As a mother, I took off wet snowsuits.
Well, a lot of families did camping too, and drive their car down to Lucerne and hike up to Donkey Lake, and a lot of people will hike for the day up to Hard Lake for fishing, or overnight up to Holden Lake. So there's a lot of outdoor life that everybody, a lot of people participated in.
Lots of picnics. We had chores at home too, and made me think this morning we saw a couple of the old washing machines A big step in the life was when you were old enough to learn to operate the wringer washing machine for your mother, put the clothes through the wringer.
And I saw a picture last night of someone up on a platform where you hung clothes.
Yes.
On the line.
Pulley line.
Did you have to be a certain age to do that also, I would imagine?
Certain time.
Okay.
Yeah, the iron glue, our family did. I started out ironing handkerchiefs and pillowcases, and then graduated to aprons because my mother always wore aprons. And that's as far as I got.
Then jeans.
No, I never had to.
Well, I had to vacuum the floors in the house every Saturday morning.
Okay, thank you. Natalie, back to you. You have another question.
When you were bowling, did you play different than you do now?
Question was, when you, if you went bowling or if your family went bowling, were there different rules or how was the game played then compared to maybe how it's done now?
Well, in the summertime, for as soon as school was out, we had 2 weeks of what we call duck pin bowling. Uh-huh. And all the kids went down and we... Now that's a pin that has a rubber, well, I guess you call it a band, but it's thick rubber around small pins that we only bowled with little balls that didn't have no holes in them. And boy, we just enjoyed that we looked forward to that every spring for that 2 weeks of duck bowling, duck pin bowling.
But they're set up the same way?
Yeah, they're set up the same way.
You couldn't use the machine, you had to
set it by hand.
Yes. Were any of you setting pins other times?
Oh, yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, all of us kids, you know, well, when we got a certain age, they didn't allow us down there, you know, because when the grown-ups bowl and they had the leagues, bowling leagues and everything, they get pretty tough.
Yes.
Bowling down. In fact, one time I was down there setting pins, and I picked the ball up and set it up on the rack. I didn't quite get it up there. And I went down to pick up pins, the ball came out and hit me in the head.
Oh.
Okay, that really hurt. So I finally got the ball up, sent it down, and the guy bowled again to get the rest of the pins. I reached out, picked the ball up, put it up on the rack again, went down to pick up the last few pins, came down and got me again. I quit picking pins, setting pins for a little while there.
Yeah.
Recovery of his head to you.
Twice so flat on one side.
We all used to, we would take turns setting pins for one another, us kids, and then we never would have to pay for bowling because we had our own pin setter.
Oh, perfect. Great.
We had to wait until we were in fifth grade to take bowling for part of our PE activity.
Uh-huh.
And then we were taught how to bowl. And then we got trophies.
Thank you. We'll mix up the order just a little bit. Kelly, would you like to ask another question?
What types of meals did you have? Like, what did you eat?
What types of meals were favorites or common in your family?
Meat, potatoes,
and bread.
Homemade bread.
Oh yeah, it was always homemade breakfast. Yeah, we ate just about like what you do now.
We didn't have potato chips.
No. No, there was no junk food. Instead of bought cookies, we always had homemade cookies.
Instead of packaged pudding mixes, Mother always made pudding from scratch.
Uh-huh. Everything was done practically from scratch.
Yes. And you were mentioning there were no grocery stores. I'm not sure.
In the early days, there was no
we didn't have a grocery store.
So you got your food up by?
Barge.
We would have to, our mother would have to send a list out to the, mail it out in the mail, and to the grocery store. They would pick it up. You know, and
our ration books that have to be in there.
Yeah.
Oh.
And put what we ordered. And then the truck would come every Friday. And the company truck would deliver the food. Drive through the camp and deliver the food.
She mentioned about the berries too.
Yes.
But the preserves and the canning of things was a lot, important part of our food source. And there were a lot of families that also depended on the hunting season in the fall and the fish that they got. They would either can or freeze the meat that they got from hunting and fishing. A lot of people use that as part of their meals for the winter too.
Yes.
I remember being told this more than I remember it, but I have a scar to prove it. When a box of groceries came, that was a big day because you ordered them and the truck came and this box was put at your house and it was tied in twine or something and we were not supposed to touch it. And I just couldn't wait and took a butcher knife and I've got a little piece missing right here. But I guess that was a big day to get a box from the outside world.
And we were dressed from Sears and Roebuck or Montgomery Ward, Spiegel's or National Billhead.
Yeah. We had to wear dresses to school. Girls could not wear pants to school.
Okay. Thank you.
Michael, would you like to ask a question?
Did you guys ever have dances?
Dances, yes.
Did you ever have dances?
Yes.
And
we had two dances in the rec hall when we were to college.
When I was in school in the 50s, we had a mother that taught us, we learned a bunch of square dancing and round dancing. So your mother? Yeah, Mrs. Phillips taught us a bunch of square dancing during our PE classes, and then we did some actual programs for the parents where we demonstrated all our dancing skills. So we learned how to do all the round dances and folk dancing and square dances.
In the very early days, we had a teacher who taught us ballet and tap dancing.
Oh my God.
We did ballet and programs with tap and ballet.
Sure.
I can recall that some of the boys took a little extra encouragement when it came to having to dance.
Yes.
When she spoke of someone teaching dance, I don't know if this is the same one or not. We were here in the very early days, and I know there was a lady that taught dancing, and my mother was a seamstress, an amateur seamstress, but she used to make dance costumes for the various reviews and recitals. And I know one of the outfits that was made for my sister, as the years went on, I wore it as my Halloween dress-up costume. But my mother used to make the outfits for some of these little recitals.
That was the same one I was talking about. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And then the community dances were Christmas time and?
4th of July, Labor Day,
New Year's. And, New Year's. Okay.
Yeah. I don't know about in the early times, but I know when I was a teenager, they did allow us to go to the New Year's Eve dances in the Village Center. Did you guys do that?
You couldn't dance on the floor until you were 16. If you wanted to go to a New Year's Eve dance or the Mucker's Ball or anything, you were in the balcony until you were 16.
Yeah, that's what down I on the
You fraternize.
Okay, thanks. Johanna.
When you went down to the lake to swim and things like that, how did you get down?
The question was, how did you get down to the lake? We take a bus down. And
we have family cars.
My family had a car, and we drove down fairly regularly for picnics down on the lake.
A lot of families did have cars during the summer.
Some people who didn't have cars might borrow a friend's car just to go down. Mm-hmm.
We could also ride the ship bus up and down from Lucerne, that brought miners up. We could ride it down and then stay down there until they came up for the next shift.
Okay.
And it didn't cost us anything.
Right. And was that the bus stop for that behind the hotel? Or did it just stop?
It stopped in front of the store.
Okay.
Well, no, Dixie.
Oh, for that.
The regular.
Well, we'd catch it wherever.
Yeah.
If we were out standing alongside the road.
All we had to do is wave them down.
Wave them down and then stop and pick us up.
Right. Okay.
But then they took the miners up to the mine and the mills. That's where they stopped.
And families that wanted to go down to the lake that didn't have cars would ride the shift bus also?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Thanks.
Danielle?
How many people about were in your class?
How many people about were in your class?
Yeah.
When I was in the sixth grade, there was myself and another girl. That was all. Two girls in the sixth grade. At the end of the sixth grade, that girl left. That put me in the seventh grade by myself. Mrs. Fields was my teacher, and she didn't want to mess with one seventh grader. So she wrote a note to my mother to see if she could advance me to the eighth grade, which my mother gave her permission to do. And in the eighth grade, then I had my twin brothers. There were six or seven of us in the eighth grade.
There were seven in my eighth grade. And we were one of the larger classes to graduate. Mm-hmm.
Oh, we had 12. Did you our eighth grade? But
oh, yeah.
What, 15 year eighth grade?
Yeah, I graduated in 52, and I had four in my graduation class, and I think the maximum size for the years I was up here was probably 10, probably my fifth grade. Mm-hmm.
I know you did graduate. Ours was 44, and how many did we have in
seven,
and ours was 44.
Okay. And in the whole school, Mrs. Fields, or Mrs. Fuller, do you, how many on average maybe, or I'm sure it went up and down, but for the...
About 40 in the early days. During the war years, we had 100, and we had four teachers then. Okay. Mm-hmm.
Who were the other teachers at that time?
What? Wonder who the other teachers were.
I had
Elizabeth Bowie.
Miss Canham was here. When
Mrs.
Allard.
June
Allard. Mrs. Allard.
Allard.
Mrs. Bowie.
In the 50s, we had Mrs. Light, Mrs. Erickson, Mrs. McCullough. Different ones. Because in the 50s, we were up to four rooms.
And Mrs. Bannister did the music teaching.
Baby boom hit Holden too, starting with the classes in 1951, those born in 1956, and the classes that entered in 53 and 54 and 55, they were large, were a lot of them, but of course they didn't, the mine closed before they would have graduated.
Right.
But they were large.
During the years where I had four grades in the war years, June Allard was teaching.
Yeah.
And the families moving in had young children. And June came into my room, "I won't take anymore. I won't take anymore. I'll quit." So I had the fourth, fifth, sixth, seventh, and eighth for 2 years.
Wow. We maybe should clarify for these kids that graduation for us was eighth grade. We didn't have high school here.
And when you finished eighth grade, then some of you went down, went out.
All over the place.
Yeah. And I think, Linda, you said this summer you would stay with relatives, perhaps, or friends, or...
People went all different directions, relatives, friends, wherever they could go. Some went to boarding school.
Yeah.
Our parents went down and bought a home in Chelan. Because when there was the three of us, my twin brother and I and my sister Dixie.
And Dean.
And my brother Dean. But we
Dean?
So they bought a home down in Chelan, and we stayed the school year in Chelan, but we'd come up here on Thanksgiving holiday, Christmas holiday, and of course the summers. And my mother stayed with us down there while my dad stayed here and worked. And so we graduated from Chelan High School, the three of us together. In fact, next weekend in Chelan, we have a 49th high school graduation.
Class reunion.
Class reunion.
Great.
They're doing three years in a row, so ours happens to be the last year, so it makes us a 49.
Great. Thank you. Let's see, we'll continue mixing it up. Kelly, do you have another question?
What type of jobs did parents have?
What types of jobs did parents have? I know many of them, of course, worked in the mine, and maybe there's a specific job you could tell about, but if both parents worked or did part-time work or worked in the home? Yes.
We were here very early in the development of the of Holden, and my dad came as a carpenter and was the ones that would have been one of the men who helped work on all the buildings that are still here in Holden.
Yes. My father was chief assayer in the office up at the mine, so up there, you know, where the museum is now, is where he worked. He was a chemist and assayer. Our dad operated the train that came in and out of the mine, hauling the ore out of the mine, and then the man car when the men were changing shifts. And our mother worked as in the fountain lunch where she cooked hamburgers and served ice cream. And they had hamburgers there in those days.
And I think, Linda, you were telling me that she earned union wages.
Yeah, the summer. Women were part of, they weren't miners' wages.
Yes. Yes.
My dad was the postmaster from 1939 to 1956. Took care of everybody.
Uh-huh.
And I worked, my sister and I worked in the mess hall.
Huh. Great.
Did that happen?
I worked in the fountain lunch too.
Okay. Great.
When we were younger, there weren't too many jobs for women, and besides that, my mother had too many children at home to go work outside the home, but she took in laundry.
Uh-huh.
Especially like the single man, she'd do their ironing, and then later on when we got the grocery store, she did the aprons for the grocery store. Uh-huh.
She also mended canvas filter bags that
for the mail.
Company used okay. For the mail.
My mother did alterations too for some of the miners since she was a seamstress.
My mom had a small gift store in the back of the house where she had china cups and little gifts and things for people. Yeah. Okay.
Great. Natalie, would you like to ask the question?
Where was your church?
Where was your church? Or I realize it wasn't a building, but I don't know how many people maybe had a service.
It was right where yours is.
Great.
In the rec hall.
In the rec hall. We call it the rec hall.
But was there there wasn't a regular minister? Or was
yes,
there?
No. Sometime there in the last summer.
Well, there was a fellow who was kind of working to go into divinity school. Remember Brad Morgan?
Yes.
And he conducted services while he was working out there quite frequently.
And a priest would come in.
Right.
About once a month, yeah. And if the priest did, sisters would come in.
Mm-hmm.
They would come up and teach sisters school.
Huh. We always had Sunday school. The moms taught Sunday school. Uh-huh.
Yes.
We were Catholics, and so the priest would come up, but I remember it twice a month. Now they could have changed to once a month.
Well,
but for the men who went to work, we had to have mass something like 5:45. And my mother had us up and either wading through the snow or it was raining and you hated to get up. You went to mass.
Michael, do you have another question?
Did you guys ever ski?
Did you ever ski?
Yes.
And I suppose where or memories connected to that?
Well, I did a lot of skiing. You probably saw it in the pictures yesterday. But one of the things that I used to do, which I was not supposed to do, you know, the big avalanche chute above the footbridge.
Yeah.
That was a very wonderful skier.
Are you the one then that caused the snow slide that one year?
Probably, yes.
Later on, I don't know what year it was, the company made a ski float. With, we had a pulley rope and that pulled us up.
We had a ski lift.
Ski lift.
And that was, I think, at the end of the village or the
yeah,
in the town. That only lasted a couple of years, and then it was, I think it was in 53, 54, 55. Remember Jim Sullivan?
Yeah.
Yes.
And he, I think through the community club, he bought a four-man toboggan, which had a small engine set on it. Mm-hmm. And we took it up to that same ski area, and then we would put it up on the upper slope. So the engine was up above, and about 200 feet of active line on it down to the bottom. But it wasn't powerful enough, so I think, as I recall, we could only fit about one person on the toll and be able to get to the top, maybe two,
right.
To install on.
Well, there was one year in the 50s, too, that the rope tow was wiped out by an avalanche. They had to rebuild it. Remember that one that stopped almost by Yates's house? That was sometime in the 50s.
Well, I can remember working on that, because one time Jim and I went up there, and I think it was when I came home from Christmas when I was in high school, and he and I were up there, just the two of us, digging out the engine at the top of the slope, which was kind of below some of the cliffs up above us. It wasn't the best and safest place to be. And it had been covered the previous night by a slide. So we got it all dug out, and Jim says, "Watch out, here it comes." And so I'm standing here looking at this hole, and about a wave of snow about this high is coming down at me as my eyes go bigger and bigger. Then we dug it out again. We were okay. But one of the things that we used to do in the spring was a lot of good spring skiing. And if you out in the end of March or the first part of April, when you have spring snow and it gets very solid and you have a crust, you go out about 5:30, 6 o'clock in the morning, and you hike up the valley. And one of the trips that we did is we hiked up to Holden Lake, carrying our skis and walking in our boots. And then from Holden Lake, we hiked up all the way to the top of Martin Ridge. And then we ate lunch on there, and we started out in powder snow. I remember this very, very well. It was a really neat trip. Started out in powder snow on top, and made a few turns down through that. And finally got a little bit mushy, and then we had good spring snow, and then we got down the bottom, and we're just going, But it was good skiing.
Danielle,
do you have a question?
Okay.
Did you have school plays?
School plays.
Did you have school plays? And
yeah.
Maybe something about
we had, we would have an opera. Operatic deal. And one time, one of them was Jack and the Beanstalk. And my twin brother and I were the cow. I was the front, he was the back. We had to do a dance, you know. And boy, it was pretty hard for us to learn. Of course, we wore snow boots. I mean, heavy snowshoes. And it was something else to see us up there with that big old heavy snowshoe going out there. Dun, 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 dun. Boy, did we get laughed at on that.
Mrs. Field sent for the cow costume someplace. I don't know where she got it, but it was a regular cow costume. Nobody had to make it. It was sent in from someplace else.
And when they got it, they came home and said, "Mom, it's even got milkers on it."
If you go up to the museum, there's a costume hanging up there that I wore when I was in the play in the 1950s, in the Robin Hood play that my mother made the costume, and it's still hanging up there. And that play, the Robin Hood play, was also done in the 40s, and there's some programs up in the museum from all the different plays that were done, or the operettas.
Yeah, at least one every year.
Yes, every year. We did Frog Prince and...
Here in spring.
There were different ones, so every year.
And the whole school was in it.
And did the teachers work with you then on the music also? Or did
oh,
you
yes. Okay. Actually, it was the teachers that were the directors of the operetta. They made sure we learned our parts and...
You know, what I couldn't remember is who made these sets?
We did.
Did we make the sets?
We made the crepe paper flowers and...
Yep, painted everything.
If it was something more difficult, I think they dealt it like the carpenter shop to make...
Some of them were very complicated sets.
I forgot what we did, how we made the bean stuff.
In one of the operas, we didn't have enough ladies, women. So my brother had to play a girl.
Stories.
I didn't want me to tell you that.
Stories just keep coming up. I think we'll ask for, sorry, Mrs. Fields.
In one opera, we had to have a chicken. Laid the golden egg. I sent down the shalom and sent up a pet banty. When the children would sing backstage, she'd sing, and then they'd just have hysterics. That's why they were acting so crazy. And here is a little hen singing.
That's great. Fun. I think we'll ask, let Johanna ask one more question, and then we'll have just probably 1 or 2 minutes if anyone else in the audience or if any of you have questions also, we can maybe just wrap up here shortly. But Johanna, why don't you ask your one more question?
What animals could you see, like wildlife, around your houses?
Bears in the garbage can. I remember that.
Deer.
Cougar.
Porcupine.
Snakes. Yeah, there's a porcupine in the library one time.
The library. That's
a good place. The library, which is right across from the mountain lunch now.
Oh yes.
Used to be a little room in there. They didn't know how to get it out. I remember it was quite a problem.
Yeah.
Forest Service brought beavers in. They were gone, and they brought some more in. I don't know if they're still around, but they brought beavers in under the Mucky River up there.
Uh-huh.
Years later, you can see the dams that they built.
Yes. Did I hear someone say they saw cougar also? Yes.
Okay. Yeah, we had saw cougars.
Uh-huh. Okay, good. Thank you. Well, I'm going to open it up and see if I've got just about 2 minutes. If anyone else has questions to ask, either each other or students.
How long do the children go to school? How many hours a day, and in what months do they basically go?
Right.
Do they go traditionally? Do they go like they do in the city, or what?
Yes, it's 180 days, and the elementary starts at 8:30 and goes to 3, and the high school from 8 to 2:30. So a regular school day and the school year.
What holidays do you have in the school year?
Somebody here want to answer that? What holidays? Kelly?
Well, last year...
Really loudly.
Last year we did a lot of Latin American ones, like Las Posadas around Christmas. And
can you stand up and say it really loud, Kelly?
We did things like Las Posadas, which is sort of like a Spanish version of Mary and Joseph. Coming around, and the elementary did that, and we did a carnival, and did a parade for that, and dressed up, a lot of stuff like that.
So just to sum up, last year we were studying Latin America, so we celebrated some of those special holidays from those countries. But how about some of the holidays we really celebrate at Holden every year? Does anybody else want to? Michael?
Son of a Buckskin.
Really loud.
Son of a Buckskin Day.
You want to explain what that is?
It's where the sun comes right over Buckskin. And usually in the winter it's right behind Buckskin. So we just have this big kind of celebratory kind of thing.
You probably understand when that sun would come back up. Any other questions? Yes?
Were there any community jobs that everyone had to do? Like what did you do with your garbage? Was there a garbology system like we have now, or did everyone take it down the barge?
The garbage was picked up weekly by a pickup truck. And they had an incinerator that they burned, and all the cans on them were probably would have done. So, I mean, but it was just like a...
Well, wartime, we saved all the cans.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Sure. One last question. Rick?
It's a two-parter, though.
Okay.
First, was there kindergarten in this? And second, how many of the former students here now went all 8 grades, went through the whole school?
Well, let's take the first one. Was there a kindergarten here?
Not at first.
So what year did you start?
Yeah, not at first, because I would have been an age for kindergarten while we were here, and I never had kindergarten when we went out. Then I was of an age I started first grade. So in the early years, there wasn't.
I had kindergarten. Mrs. Hanks had 5 or 6 of us at her home, so it wasn't really part of the school, but we had part-day kindergarten.
And then the second part was, how many of you went all 8 grades here at Holden? Okay. Well, thank you all very much for visiting with us. And I'd like to stop now so that we have a chance. If you would like to be included, I'd like to have a picture of all of the Holden kids. Past and present, and I was thinking maybe just right outside the door here, if we could be out in daylight. And I want to thank y'all for coming, and then you can stretch and get ready for the 3:45 session.
We're going to start the slideshow again. I want to clarify something, because I've had several people make comments to me, and I had nothing to do with the slideshow. Bill has done all the work on the slideshow, so don't thank me, thank Bill. The other thing is, I'm going to pass this envelope again for the Holden Mitre, because I know it didn't get all the way around. If you saw it, just please pass it on. And if you do put a contribution in, please put your name on the envelope. If you're already getting the Holden Mitre and you're on the mailing list, you don't need to put your address on there, because she already has it. If you're not on there and you want to get it, then put your address as well. And I'll have her check that. But again, Patty says it costs about $260 for each issue, so it's help supporters. So I'm going to pass it around during the thing, and those of you who didn't get to it yesterday, hopefully it'll get to you today. Thank you.
No houses today. This will be just a lot of variety of people shots involving mostly children, us kids, involved in operettas and our Christmas programs, Boy Scouts, campfire, graduation classes. Some general school pictures. I've got one school year. I think, Gail, you gave it to me. I have no idea what year it is or who the people are, so we'll probably need some help to identify what it is. Either. And let's see. And I think there's a couple of minors' pictures, and see what we have. Okay, we stopped on this one. So we'll go to the next one, the lights. Can you get the lights on the switch over there? How about the overheads? Maybe I need the light. No, I can't hear you.
Where's your flashlight today?
That's
right.
Okay.
What year is this one, Bill? You know?
I don't know.
That's Linda in the middle. Yeah. Right in the very middle at the end of the table.
That's where?
Right there.
That's who?
Linda Jensen.
Linda Jensen.
Hey, Linda. Watch out for school.
I don't think so.
Yes, it has. Yes.
I don't think they had colored pictures when I was
Nice try.
You would have broken the camera anyway.
Yeah. I would say probably, 53?
Maybe 53 or 54.
Somewhere in there.
If that's me, that'd be about the right age.
Is that very much? Okay.
Can someone shut the shades from the back corner of the room?
Oh, that one right there. Oh.
Okay, thank you. This is our Christmas program, and you see the tree
right here, and our Santa Claus.
And
what's that?
That was usually when you married her, wasn't it?
Yeah. And what the community club did, as it was stated earlier this afternoon when we had the school children session in here, is that the community club had a present for every child in the entire town. And we all lined up, I think, by age, didn't we?
We got called up.
Called up by name. And this gentleman right here is John Akers, who at that time was our music director. He did a lot of musical stuff with the adults as well as with the children in the school.
Who was the red dress gal?
The red dress.
Carol,
yes.
Defoe?
No, that's Carol the mother.
The gal in the background, looks like she's got saddle shoes on.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
And my butt's up here.
Look at all those saddle shoes.
This was our school program where we all lined up on stairs right here, right in front of the stage, and we did our Christmas carol. This was prior to the moment when the presents were handed out.
Oh, that's great.
And this is about, let's see.
1953.
53?
Well, it might have been 52 if it was Christmas.
It is Christmas, right?
I mean, let's see.
Is that Nigel?
Nigel.
Pat Sims?
Yeah.
Jim Powell?
Donald Carver.
Yeah. And I think that's John,
yep.
My brother. So that's probably 53, I think. Yeah, because I wasn't there. So. And that's the audience right there. And with all the kids, I think we all sat in the front seats when we weren't singing, didn't we? Something like that.
Is that this room that they were in?
That's the big recreation hall.
What a nice looking ceiling.
You said that before, haven't you?
I keep saying that until they get it back.
I see. This is the picture. I have no idea. I think it was in your collection, Gail.
No, I've never had that.
You haven't? Who did I get it from? And I have no idea what year it was and who the kids are. Any of the
what cycle of events was that? Was up out here by the road?
By the road, I presume.
Yeah,
the brunette in front with the pinafore on is Barbara Brooks.
The pinafore.
Right there in front.
Yeah, the white
curly hair. White, yeah, long, dark hair, curly hair right in front.
Right
there. Yeah, Barbara Brooks.
Yeah.
So that has to be early.
Probably is early because my husband is up there, and his brother Norman and Kenny and Bob.
Bob, where's Bob?
Probably about 22.
Is that Bob there?
To your left. Not that next one there.
That's Bob.
Bob, and then right below him is his brother Norman.
Right here.
There.
Oh, okay.
And Kenny is at the end, very first one, the first row. No, down further. That's his brother Kenny.
Kenny.
Oh, really?
Yes.
Which one is Bob playing?
Next to Robert.
Number two is Bob playing.
Do you know?
I had no idea, but it sounds like it may be, what do you think?
39?
39, 40.
39?
Yeah, right, yeah. 38, 39, right in there.
Young kid.
Bill?
Yeah, Mrs. Wilbur?
Bill is, it looks to me like a man in that back row. Could that be
right there?
With the white shirt.
Oh, this gentleman here?
But it may be a student.
Student.
That's a student, I believe.
Bernie Trainer.
Hey, that's a good, yeah, could be.
Teresa Trainer's in the front row.
Which one?
Barbara.
Duran?
Who'd that be in that?
Who's the one?
Are you in that?
Duran?
Girl on the left.
Duran?
Right.
Which one's Teresa?
You see where Barbara is.
Barbara. Who is Barbara?
One of the
oh, that was Brooks, okay. There?
No, next.
One more?
I I think that's Bernie's little sister. I'm not sure.
Yeah, that could be. We've got Teresa's picture up front.
That would have been 30, check that 39. Yeah. But she looks a little bigger than the first grade.
Could have been 38. She happens to work there in 38.
I should be there, but I
okay. 39 now?
Ginger says Leo right there.
39 or 40.
Okay.
I'll put 39.
Ginger right there. Okay. That looks probably close enough. Before my time. Is there any more on that? I'll go on to the next one.
I'm there in the middle.
Right there?
Right there.
Okay.
I'm on the top.
The teacher here is Mrs. Bowie, right?
Yes. And that one's smaller on the left. That one's smaller on the left of Mrs. Bowie, and I'm
right here.
Right.
Is that Jared Benton?
No. That's Carol. That's Carol Holderow.
Where?
Carol?
Right there.
Okay.
Helen's small next to her.
Helen, yes, right there.
Mrs. Bowie.
And Mrs. Bowie.
And Nancy.
Yeah, that's me.
And who's that?
Right over there.
Anybody know him?
John Curzon.
There's John Curzon there.
I'm behind him. You're behind him.
That's Joel. That's Joel, that's you there?
Yeah.
Okay.
That's Gary Bannister over there. Right straight across. That's Gary Bannister there.
Okay.
And that's a Carrie, I think, right below him.
All right.
That's a Carrie.
Yeah, Lee.
And then is that a Hicks?
That's Junior.
Oh,
is that Junior Hicks? Okay.
Doug Robertson in the middle of the
front.
Who's that, 43 then?
Not Doug. Might be Rich.
Who's the blonde redhead?
In the middle?
Right?
Now, where's Bill?
43 or 44, isn't it? Who's the blonde in front of Helen Small?
Well,
right here?
Yeah, 43.
Yeah, anybody know who she is?
Not Mary Bryant?
Mom? Mom, who's sitting next to you? Do you know?
According to my notes, this is May 1944.
Okay, this has got to be, we were in the fourth grade then.
Yeah, because this should be grades one through four.
Myself and John, and Helen Small, we're about fourth graders. And Carol, she's sitting right next to Helen.
Okay.
You were all fourth graders then.
Anybody else? Anybody can recognize him? How about in the front row? Anybody recognize anybody in the front row?
Where's Jackie? Jackie should be in there.
Jackie. What year did he say this was? 43.
Oh, okay.
Right after first grade?
Yeah, this should be May of 44.
At the Holden picnic there.
Jackie would have
been at the school picnic.
The third.
Okay, the next picture is grades 5 to 8, same time for us.
Oh my God.
Hey, who's the girl on the left?
Patsy Fleming.
Yep.
Patsy Fleming. Okay, the next one?
Cook.
First name? Don't say.
Never mind. That wasn't her name.
Oh.
That wasn't a very good name.
The third one? No. How about this gal here? How about here? Recognize that girl, Leo?
Someone just said that.
Patty Haddon.
Which one's Patty Haddon?
Next to that one.
Right there?
Over on the corner.
And that's.
And who's in back?
Patsy Fleming.
Karen.
Don Bickford?
Patsy Fleming is right over there in the corner, just off to your left. Last one on the picture. Yes, Grand Break to the middle.
Who was Fleming again?
I think she's that gal over to the left.
Right here?
Yeah, yeah.
Is that what you had down?
That's a Fleming.
Who's next?
Nita Cook.
Nita Cook.
Nita Cook? Juanita Cook?
No, Anita.
Juanita.
Anita.
Just N-I-T-A.
N-I-T-A.
Yes. Up here.
You were in fourth grade.
How about in the front row?
That's Ethel Webb.
Probably gone.
Excuse me?
Ethel Webb.
Ethel Webb.
That kid right there is.
And the next one?
I think that's our sister.
Is that Margaret Trainer? And here?
Ruby Evans.
Yeah.
I'm sorry.
Ruby Evans.
Ruby Evans, right.
Okay.
That's Joe Smith.
Larry Smith.
No, it's Larry. It's Larry.
Larry Smith?
Joe's the next one.
That one?
Joe's Joe.
Or this one here?
Raymond.
Got too many people talking. Yeah. Okay, and the next shot is 1945, and I think grades 4 to 8.
Oh, yes.
There's one of the twins.
That's one of the twins here, right?
They're marked underneath.
I mean, we got names underneath anyway on this one.
We got that one.
Johnny
and Gary and me and one of the Smiths.
There we go.
There's a little corner down there. Gary and Dean do them all.
Dean put them all in there.
But I guess that was grades 4 to 8. Does that sound right?
I think so.
It's either 4 to 8 or 5 to 8. Probably
48.
Let's see, who do we have? The twins and what's that? Nita Cook, Larry, Jackie, Helen, Joel Riggs, Bob somebody or other.
Yeah.
Okay, this one I think is graduation in 1947.
That's our eighth grade graduation picture.
That's Bill Small, Dixie.
Raymond.
Robert. Raymond, Robert. Oh, Robert Raymond. And who's
Colleen
this?
Colleen Smith.
Say again?
Colleen Smith.
Colleen Smith, okay.
And the boy on the end is Eugene Woods.
Okay.
Who's the lady in the center?
Yeah, who's the lady in the center?
Yes, who's the lady in the center?
My favorite teacher.
Oh!
Wasn't it?
Now, according to the school records that Mrs. Wilbur put together, there should have been another girl, Billie Jean Sheldon, in that graduation class. Does that sound right?
That's right.
But she was not picked. That was you?
Yeah.
Okay. Where were you?
She's just calling.
Okay.
You play hooky.
And I recognize this because this is my graduation class in 1952. This is Jay Johnson, and I think they were here for only 1 year. Steve Kaiser, Elaine Watson, and myself.
Oh, that was the year for full time.
Was it?
Yeah.
What?
Butterfest. Butterfest.
Yes, how about that? And the next one, this is Mary Joy. You can talk about this one.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
This was the big graduating class.
Yeah.
Dolores Hicks on the left. Me.
What class is this?
53.
56?
Three.
Three.
53.
53. Yeah, I have them all written down.
How many graduates?
Yeah, I got Dolores Hicks, Chris yourself, Barbara Davidson, Barbara Allen, Francis Shelby, Mabel Blanchard, Nigel, Brad Morgan in the background, Pat Sims, Eddie Patton in the background, and Val Ketchum.
And then Jim Powell.
How's that?
And Jim's at the podium.
And Jim at the podium, right. Did I have him down? Yes, I do have him. 12?
Yeah, we had 12. It was big.
The chiffon must have been the fashion all that year, wasn't it? Beautiful.
And there they are again. Full shot. Who's the lady on the left?
Where would you get your flowers for this? I think they were made of Kleenex.
Seriously. You did?
Where's the other student?
This is made carnation.
What happened to the Ketchum boy? Because Violet had a twin brother. I used to date Violet. I was in the service to come back.
Yeah, I don't know.
You haven't heard Val? Ketchum?
Yeah. Why Ketchum? What happened to Why Ketchum? Wasn't Val and Why twins?
Yeah, I don't know. I don't remember.
They weren't twins. She was a little older, I think.
No, they were twins.
Were they really?
Val and Violet.
Yeah.
Val
and Violet, yeah. Used to use little dogwoods for
I don't know, we might have to check the school record on that. I don't remember.
I think they left because I think Jim took his paper out. Val's paper out, so I don't think they stayed here through 8th grade. Were they your age, Mary Jo?
Val was in our class there.
Yeah, Val was in the other.
But he didn't graduate with you, did he? Yeah. Was he in the picture?
Right there?
Yeah, oh. Yes. Mm-hmm.
Which one are you, darling?
Oh, I have the glasses on the left there.
Yes,
I'm the same height as my
boyfriend. Really? You look like you're about 5'10".
Where's the rest of the students in the picture? There's only 9 here.
Well, let's see. Mary Jo?
No,
that's Val right there, isn't it? Mm-hmm. Okay.
I still have the present he gave me for graduation.
Yeah. So there you are. Okay. Whoops. What happened? Oh. The next one, I think, is 54. This is my brother's class.
Wow.
And I don't think we've identified everybody in there. I haven't gone back to the school records. But that's Don Carver. Where's John? John's right there. And I think, that's Denny Mickens? He was in the class. And then, of course, Mr. Brogan.
Rayma Paulson on the left.
Yeah, Rayma here, and...
Bonnie Bell.
Okay.
I don't know. Deb Hipshire, that one.
Right, yeah, you're right.
I can't remember the one.
I don't have any names written down. Well, we got it written down. I think I can reconstruct it anyway. Well, in fact, I know John has from the. He had looked at the records before, and he's been able to do it. So I just didn't complete it. This was 55.
Terry,
and Sandra. Yeah, right. There are only 3 girls in that particular class. And their dads. But that's...
One of Sandra Wickford is on the right. Larissa Yates.
And Terry Levitt on the left.
Terry Levitt.
Yeah. There's Terry, Larissa, and Sandra. And I think I think this picture was taken in 1956, but I'm not absolutely sure. It's one of the pictures, I think, that Mr. Dudley took when he was up here. I think that was in the spring of 56. I guess you weren't here either, were you, Mary Joy? You were out in high school, as I was. So I don't think there's anybody here who was in school at that time.
Mrs. Field.
And I don't know all the kids going through the school at that time. Right. Let's see. What do we have here? Oh, okay. We've got the operettas coming up next. It's Helen and Bill Small outside their house playing. I think he was Robin Hood and she was Marion, as I think she told me. But I think this was the first Robin Hood. Yeah, it was 1947. And the next one you might have to pull out. I think there's names on this one here. Yeah, on the back of that one.
Oh, there is.
Yeah. And this one is called With Tom Tom and Tomahawk. And you'll have to read the names off of there.
Helen Small, Janet Brown, Mary McCall, Joe Riggs, Bill Phillips, Junior Hicks, Carol Holderhaw, Bobby Hipshire, Dick Hemphill, Buddy Nickel, is it Buddy?
Yes, yeah.
Marianne James, Erlise Smore, Katie Waldrop, and Juanette Shelby.
No.
What was the name of the operetta or whatever?
With Tom Tom and Tomahawk.
Looks like a Thanksgiving thing.
I think it was the first one that I was in there that I can remember.
Where did you say Riggs was?
Oh, let's see. Which number is Joe on there?
1, 2, 3, 4 was Joe.
First boy
was Joe.
Right there in the pilgrim outfit.
Yeah.
I don't remember that.
Well, you'll have to.
The challenge you have.
You don't remember where you were yesterday.
Picture's a little fuzzy, and I can't confirm it for sure either. But what I did, Joe, is I got the.
Who are the main characters?
I don't even remember anything about it. I don't even know what it's all about or anything. I don't remember. If you don't remember,
that's got to be. It looks like a Thanksgiving.
It says April 23rd, 1948.
What is it?
April 23rd, 1948.
Oh, I was wrong.
But Helen said that she had identified all of our names right after the picture was taken. So it had been in her photo album ever since we had done this. Huh. And so that's the only thing I can go by.
I was 48, I was probably in it. I just don't remember.
Yeah. Well,
a senior moment.
Julie, we're trying to hear. I remember some of the other ones.
Yeah.
Yeah, the next one looks like.
Oh, the next one is Frog Prince.
Frog Prince.
Yeah, this was done in 1954.
Oh.
And this was really a very elaborate costuming. That's Denny Mickens. That's my brother John.
Janet Adams is the queen.
That, right here?
That's Janet.
That's Janet.
Who's? Sandra.
Sandra. Mm-hmm. And.
That's me. I think you just had the light on.
Right,
I was one of those maids. I know that.
Right.
No, you're behind John.
Am I behind John?
Oh, there is another girl right behind here. Yeah. And who's this?
Barb. No.
Looks like.
Barb Davis?
No, but she would have been graduated.
Oh, yeah.
Is Terry Levitt the one then that's by John?
Yeah.
Oh.
That one?
Could be.
The one to the right?
And Darlene played
one
of the roles, too.
Carver back by the window.
in the middle.
Oh.
Oh, wait a minute. I think Terry was the princess.
Yeah, she's.
I think that's Terry that was the princess.
I think it was Darlene.
You think Darlene was the princess?
Yeah, because I was just looking at the program a couple of days ago. I happened to find her.
And Bev Hipshire.
Yeah.
And Bev Hipshire's desk back there.
Can I ask you a question? All the little orange vests, is that a club or the little boys seem to be wearing in the audience?
There was part of the costuming for this particular, and I don't know all the characters.
See, they probably did musical numbers.
Oh, gosh.
To support.
Normally, what we would do is Mrs. Field and the other teachers would involve all the kids and all the operettas. So they'd play some role like... There might be a chorale someplace in the operetta, so all the kids would sing in that chorale and bring in the first, second, third, fourth graders.
That's good. They didn't have me in it. I can remember helping someone who had never, a woman, a mother who had never run a sewing machine, get together one of those vests for her child.
But there's a close-up shot. It's a pretty good shot of the principal players, actually.
That's neat.
But this was a very elaborate one. It seemed like one of the more elaborate ones.
Oh, yeah, because he had a really elaborate frog costume, too.
Yeah,
I think both the prince and frog costume were rented from somewhere on the outside. They were really elaborate costumes.
Where's the frog?
Well, he's in the prince costume. Here's the frog costume.
Well, I think my mother made the frog costume.
Oh, did she make the frog costume?
I think so.
Then the prince costume came
from. I'm not sure what she did on that. I wasn't here.
There was a problem because he couldn't change clothes fast enough, and we were standing there forever, and finally Beverly Hipshire went over and bowed to the queen and accused another maid of stealing the silver to try to fill time. It was really a riot. Because it was taking him so long to change those costumes.
Yeah, it was part of the similar set.
Look at that.
Oh, that was the year we did all the different dolls. We were all different dolls.
Oh, was that what that
was? Uh-huh. Dolls of the World or something.
That was...
Look at that.
I don't think... Well, that could be... It's the same set, so... Yeah. Oh, yeah, okay. Yeah. So they were dolls that did... Oh, that's right. They did dances, didn't they?
Sure.
Yeah. Presumably. I wasn't
the Dutch girl was Cheryl Defoe, I'm pretty sure. Cheryl Defoe. Uh-huh. And Sharon Holmes is the Spanish one on the left. But I don't know who the others are.
Yeah. Oh, there's that same group.
There's the boys, oh, and their sashes.
Is that pretty neat? And then... Harriet? Wasn't John Akers still the music director?
Or was it Harriet?
Was this John Akers?
Yes.
Okay.
Who wrote the operettas?
It had been commercially written. Mm-hmm. But we added things.
Anybody recognize anybody here? The twins right here. And that's Dean. We don't know who she is. For the anybody up there on the balcony recognize the lady in front? That's Elizabeth Taylor. She was what, 14?
13.
11.
What?
11 years old.
11?
She was the same age. She's exactly the same age as we are. We were 13.
13, okay.
13.
Who's that?
Oh.
Now, who's this?
Jerry Webb.
Jerry Webb?
What's the dog?
John Carey.
And is that a Carey?
Yeah. Don Carey.
Don Carey?
Joe Smith.
Joe Smith.
Okay.
Who's on the left?